Llanwch Greenblatt.
Pirshus, Achash Vetzibu. Hakol Tolei B'mazel Afilu Sefer Torah Shebeheichal. The same applies, I think, to some halachas. Some halachas, for some reason, have got more mazel than other halachas. There's some halachas that everybody seems to be keeping. There are other halachas that sometimes you look around and you see that they don't seem to, for some reason, they don't seem to have hit up as well as some other. Not everybody knows about all the pratim in certain halachas. One of those halachas, which I think needs a bit of chizuk, the pratim in, is something I'd like to discuss today, Be'ezus Hashem, which is the halacha of netilas yadayim letfila. Is the mitzvah to wash our hands before we daven. Right? Now, I'm not talking about shachris, because that's something that is more standard practice. When it comes to mincha or mariv, someone comes into mincha and he wants to daven mincha or mariv, the chiyuv to wash his hands before he does so. And the whole story, we'll see him at the Shema, it comes down to Shulchan Aruch, but the whole sugya starts in the Gemara in Brochus, Daf Tezvav Amad Aleph, where the Gemara says as follows. Omer Reb Chiya Ba'aba Omer Reb Yochanan. If you have someone who does all the relevant preparations before he davens, including Netilas Yadayim, which is our sugya, the Torah looks at this person as if he's built a mizbeach and he was makriv a korban on that mizbeach. Why do we say that? Say Chazal, because we have a pasuk. In pasuk shteit in Tehillim, Erchatz benikoyin kapoy v'aseiva v'ayis v'achacha Hashem. Which Chazal dashed to mean, it's not a deraisa, it's a rabbonon, but it's nasmachta. And nasmachta is from the pasuk which says, Erchatz benikoyin kapoy, I'll wash my hands, my palms, benikoyin, with cleanliness, and then v'aseiva v'ayis v'achacha Hashem, I'll then come and serve you, the Ribbono Shel Olam. And Chazal understand, just like when the Kohen comes and does the Avodah, he prepares himself, and he washes his hands at the kiyur, as we know. So too, when Klal Yisrael come and do our Avodah, then we have a mitzvah to go and wash our hands. And that's a shalach in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shachris, in Tzadi, sorry? Oh, we're coming to that, Mitzvah Shem. Tzadi Beis, in Shachris, Reish Lam, Simon, Reish Lam, and Gimel, it comes to Mincha, all the Paskim, they say there's a chiyuv to go and wash before we daven. I'll read to you the Lashon HaChai Odom before we start. The Akdoma to this sugya, the Chai Odom says as follows. It says in Siman Zayin that Ksiv Erechatz Benikoyen Kapoy Vaseiv Vazim Zbachu Hashem. He brings the pasuk. Mizeh Samcho Chachomim. That's why Chazal were Soimech, they even Asmachta, She'osu Leispalel Bein Shachris Oymincha Umariv Ad Sheyitel Yodov. One may not daven until he washes his hands. Just like a kohen who prepares himself when he does avodah, so too we prepare ourselves for our avodah and we wash our hands before we daven. We all like a skula, yeah. When you bring a skula into it, then people enjoy that. I was looking up the other day something different, and the Siyad Ishmael saw an interesting line in Orchas Chaim Lo Rosh. Orchas Chaim Lo Rosh, those who went through Gates of Yeshiva Gedolah might remember. Chodesh Elul. In fact, let's do this one again. They went to Gate Shiv Gedolah and they were there for Shachris, and they were there till the end of Shachris. They will have noticed that after Shachris, there's a daily portion of Orchas Chaim Lo Rosh which is said, and you may remember this nusach. The nusach says as follows. He says, Al Tispalil is in Yom Dalid on the Wednesday Shtikol in Ois Ayin Aleph. He says, Al Tispalil beloy nekios kapayim or beloy tara. Don't daven before preparing yourself. Kios kapayim betara. Ki tfiloscha loy tehe nishmas. From the Rosh. If we want our tefillah to be answered, we have to make sure to wash our hands before we go in daven. Fine. Obasa halacha. Sorry? Oh, we're coming. Very good. So we have the chiyuv. But there's a very fundamental difference between shachris and mincha and mariv. What's the difference? All of them have a chiyuv to wash our hands, but there's a big difference in the halacha between them. What's the difference? Shachris, another difference in the way it's done. And that is the brocha. The brocha. Before we wash our hands for Shachris, or after we wash our hands for Shachris, we say a bracha, Shachrisham, Tzayis of Tzivanu, Al Netilas Yadayim, just like we do before we eat bread. We make a bracha on the Tila in the morning. However, when it comes to Mincha Mariv, we wash our hands, but we don't say a bracha. Why not? A Chayr, it's the identical Chiyuv. Why don't we say a bracha? I'll let you into a little secret, maybe it's not such a secret, but the Vilna Gaon, when he washed his hands for Mincha, he said a bracha. Shema Malchus Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shekidishanu B'mitzvoisav V'tzivonu Al Netivis Yadayim. And he washed his hands by Mincha and by Maariv. Why don't we do that? And the reason why we don't do that is because there are Rishonim that hold. There are Rishonim that hold that there's no chiyuv for Mincha and Maariv. As long as you've washed your hands in the morning, then that will continue through the day for the other Tfilis. There are Rishonim. Although the Rov Rishonim argue, which is why we don't paskin like that. We paskin the Shulchan Aruch and all the paskin. Now, brother, we do wash. And that's why the Vilna Gaon was so convinced they went and made a bracha. However, we don't make a bracha, says the Beis Yosef, because there are other shittas. And whenever we're dealing with brachas and we got chashash, or bracha levatalach has v'shalom, we always say sofik brachas lahokil. So therefore, legabi the mitzvah, why do we have to do it? But legabi the bracha will be machmi and say, just in case, we won't say a bracha. Which is why our minig is not to say a bracha. But the mitzvah is still there, and the chiyuv to wash three times a day.
What about if it touches tumah?
Oh, good question. So if he's touched tumah, we're going to see more about it. But then this, even though Rishonim hold, many Rishonim hold, you don't have to for mincha. If you know your hands are tumah, you will have to. We're going to discuss that later. You know what? Let's discuss it now. Why later? Discuss it now. What about what kind of hands is the chiyuv? When do I have a chiyuv to wash? I have a chiyuv to wash. Is it only when I scratch my hair or touch my shoes or anything else? Or is it in all cases? And on there, the halacha is that even stam yodayim, Chazal calls stam yodayim, that means I don't know. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Eina yodea lahem shum lichluch." I don't know that they're dirty. There's no reason to believe they're dirty. Stam yodayim, I walk into mincha, I have a chiyuv to wash my hands. Just like before you eat bread. You don't start thinking, did I scratch my hair? Did I not? You wash your hands, you say a bracha. Same applies to mincha, or ma'ariv, or shachris. If one has stam yodayim, there's a chiyuv to go and wash them. Okay, we won't say a bracha, mincha, ma'ariv, but we'll wash them, because there's a chiyuv of stam yodayim. And here's a bigger chiddush. Says the Ramah in Hilchos Mincha, what happens if I wash my hands for another reason? See, I'm going to bring out a case which is maybe a bit more negar to us. Which is the following story. Shabbos, we go. And we let's say we have a meal. Or even during the week. Let's say during the week. Person's in the office. And he has lunch in the office. He washes his hands. He has bread. And he finishes his meal. And as he's sitting there in the meal, there's a whole load of employees sitting there together. And they say, no, why don't we have mincha now? They're all here already eating lunch. Fine. Everybody benches. And you stand at the mincha. Does one have to wash his hands now? Because I washed my hands 5 minutes ago. Mahadrin, without with the brachas, with all the chumras. Do I have to wash it now? And the answer is, sorry? My machroinim, good. Okay, good. So let's say, good, my machroinim might help you. Let's keep the machroinim aside for a minute. Do I have to wash when I finish the meal? And the answer is, says the Ramah, yes. One is mechoyev to wash again. Why is one mechoyev to wash again? Because chazal were mechayev a netila l'shem tefillah. Netila l'shem tefillah. That means it's a part of the preparations for davening. I'm about to daven, I wash my hands. So if I washed 5 minutes ago, it wasn't the Shem Tefillah, it was for a meal. And therefore, I'm going to have to wash again before davening. Because I needed the Shem Tefillah. However, what happens if I've already washed the Shem Tefillah? Let me give you an example. Shabbos morning, we daven Shachris, followed by Musaf, more or less. Now Musaf is Mechayev Netila, just like any other Tefillah. So do we have to go out before Musaf and wash again? No, as we know, we don't. Why? The Chayesh, you have to go out again, got a new tefillah. What's the answer? It's one Hemshech. The answer is, I washed L'shem tefillah by Shachris, and it wasn't Mesiach Das in the meantime. I've been in shul the whole time, yeah, and I make sure not to touch any Mokka Mechusa because I'm davening. So I've been in shul all the way through, and therefore I had a Neshitil L'shem tefillah. It wasn't L'shem Musaf, it was L'shem tefillah. As long as I've washed L'shem tefillah, it's okay. Mincha Maariv together. Very good example. Someone comes to shul to daven Mincha Maariv together. He doesn't have to wash again for Maariv because he's already washed for Mincha. He's washed L'shem Tefillah. What about another case? He goes to Mincha and he has a Shia and then he davens Maariv. On that dialogue is he doesn't have to wash again. Why? Because he's had an Atila L'shem Tefillah. He washed for Mincha. And he wasn't a Siach Das because he doesn't want to scratch his head during learning either. Because during the learning we also have to keep our hands clean. So he's had Tefillah, learning, and he's ready for Tefillah again. He doesn't have to wash again. Why? Because he's had the Shia L'shem Tefillah and without any other hefsik, and therefore he doesn't need a new bracha.
The Shia was in a different room.
Good question. The answer he still doesn't. As long as he wasn't Mesiach Das. If he got busy with other things, then he might have forgotten. He might have touched his shoes. But in the meantime, if he hasn't, then he's, if he's, as long as he's still in the Bissa Medrash, we take on that he hasn't Mesiach Das and he doesn't need a new bracha. A new Tefillah. Sorry? Keli. Oh, very good question. We're going to get to that. We're going to see it. It's a sham. Can I just bring out how important this is? This is what made me, to be honest, this is what made me decide to speak about this morning. Why is it so important, this Netilah before Tefillah? Not why, we know why it's so important, because I'll tell us to do it. But I want to bring out the point. There's a Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam says, what happens if I go and daven, and I didn't wash my hands? I went to daven, mincha. Says the Rambam, you've got to daven again. Shittas HaRambam. You've got to daven again. Just like if you missed out Yalav Yovo in certain cases, or you missed out Mashiv Ruach, whatever it is, in certain cases. So you haven't, the Chazal said, you've got to wash your hands and then daven. I daven without washing my hands. You've got to daven again. And the Prima Godim says about that, Tzarech Chiyun Ledina. That means if we'd go knocking on the Prima Godim's door and say, I just daven mincha without washing my hands, should I daven again? Prima Godim said, I don't know. Tzarech Chiyun Ledina. Yeah?
Now, he doesn't come.
Ah, very good. Maybe it's his gangrel. Very good. Back upon it. Listen to this. The Rambam. Now, we luckily don't paskin like that. The Bir Halacha goes to Shtigal Torah and he's got to him Tzuruthim and he says, La Halacha, but the Eved, we won't tell you to daven again. But according to the Rambam, we have to daven again. So, well, what made me talk about it? I was giving a shit the other day to some Bachrim about this Halacha. And a Bachrim heard this. He said, you know what? I've got about 2,000 Shemana Esrus to catch up on. Yeah? Now, at that point, he said, you know what? We better talk about this. This is something we have to know. You know, it's very important. According to the Rambam, we won't daven again. We won't daven again. But Lamaisa, that's how important this Halacha is. It's Mamish Mitanoi Tefillah. One should go and wash his hands before he. How much do we have to wash? Yeah, that's the question here. How much of the hand do we have to wash? How do we have to do it? Because we know when it comes to this time for bread, there are a lot of ins and outs. Kedi, Koyach, Gavra, and then how much of the thing, all that we'll see Nigo, we're going to see Mitzvah. How much of those are applicable to Tefillah and how many aren't? So rule number one is, we want to be washing the whole hand. Up until the end. Up until the wrist. There's not enough walking past the tap and tapping the tap. We want to be getting it down to the end of the hand and washing the whole hand, right? That's the halacha, the chatchila, washing for tefillah. Do we have to use a keli? Do we need koyach gavra? Do you have to pour it over? Can it be already in a keli and I just dip my hands in? So these are dinim lechatchila. Lechatchila says the Shulchan Aruch one should use a keli. Lechatchila, but the evidence no keli you're okay without. But lechatchila one should use a keli. You don't need to do it three times or two times, just one on each hand. But preferably with a keli over the whole hand. Yeah, if you haven't got, you just got a tap. So put under the tap for the whole hand. But preferably with a keli. That's the halacha of washing when it comes to tefillah.
How far do you have to go back to get one?
Oh, we're going to get time to show. Yeah, very good. Now finally a kula after all that. You're not going to let me speak here anymore. I'll give you a kula. The kula is that there's one din which applies to bread and doesn't apply to tefillah, which is the halacha of niguv. Niguv. That means drying the hands. When it comes to bread, before we eat bread, we've got to wash our hands and we've got to dry our hands. Yeah? Ad kedei kach, that our brocha that we say after the washing is still called over lasiyoson because it's before the drying. The drying is an intrinsic part of the netilah. Yeah? That's by bread. For tefillah, you don't need to dry your hands. You can wash them and you can go straight into shul. It might disturb you. Personally, I would be uncomfortable if my hands are wet. I'd like to dry them. But you don't have to. You don't have to dry them. You can leave them wet. As long as you've washed them for tefillah, the halacha is you were yotzei mitzvahs netilah, and there's no chiyuv to dry them.
You have to dry them before washing that bread.
No, also not. Yeah. Because it's different. It's the din of tumah. Dinei tumah tarah different. Yeah. Now the shaila is, this is what we've been asked before over here. What happens if you, how far do you have to go to find water? How far do you have to go? Now, tell you something interesting. I was preparing this shiur last week, and I was going through these different halachas, what happens if you don't get hold of water, and how far do you have to go? And I thought to myself, you know, how nagea is it that you're not going to be, Baruch Hashem, we're living in a day and age where we have running water, and you know, well, it's not so nagea not to have water. Now, I wasn't sure, I was trying to find a good case. What can I came home, and there was a letter waiting for me at home that day. Came home, there was a letter from United Utilities. Just to let you know, we're going to be doing some work in your area this Friday, and you may not have any water from 0900 hours until the afternoon. And you won't have any water, Baruch Hashem, we had water, it didn't cut us off yet. Friday, I don't know why they always do this thing on Friday. They didn't, Baruch Hashem, didn't cut us off. But the Maisa is a very interesting side of this. You turn up to shul, and you obviously we're washing our hands, and we come to the tap, and there's no water. What do I do now? Am I mechuyev to go and find water? Oh, good question. We're going to come to that. How far do I have to go? And aloch is azay. On here, we have to differentiate between stam yodayim and your yadayim that are dirty. If you've got stam yadayim, that means a normal case, I turn up to shul, there's no reason to believe my hands are dirty or tomei, I just want to daven, and I know the halacha is I have to wash my hands, and I turn up and there's no water. On that, the halacha is, if you have no water, just don't wash them, but wipe your hands. How do you wipe your hands? A practical example would be to take out a paper towel and wipe across your hand. All over the hand, wherever the water would have reached, says the Ishi Yisrael, wipe between your fingers as well, wherever the water would have reached, wipe your hands. It's kol midah de menachi, anything that will clean it, doesn't matter what it is, you can go and do that. By the way, where's that coming from in the Pasuk? Because Chazal say, it says, Erchatz binikoyoin kapoy. What does that mean? I will wash with cleanliness. What do you mean? Just Erchatz kapoy. What's Erchatz binikoyoin? Chazal say, Erchatz, if you've got water. If you've got no water, at least binikoyoin, make sure they clean. How do you make sure they clean? Wiping them on something. That's where all this business comes from. You've seen people doing that, yeah? Don't need six times or anything. Just wash it, wipe it, and then it's going to be okay. You can go and daven. That's by stam yodayim. What happens if it's not stam yodayim? Yeah? You know, you've just put on your shoes, because before you wear your slippers and you want to go and daven like a man, you put on the shoes and you've touched your shoes, scratched your hair, touched the makom mechusa, been to the bathroom. Does one have to, what's the halacha now? And I turn up to shul and there's no water. On there, the halacha is the chazal or mechayev to travel up to a mill to find water. How much is a mill? A mill is about a kilometer, give or take. According to Reb Chaim, no, it's 960 meters. According to Chaznich, it's 1150. We're talking about Be'erich, a kilometer. One has to travel about a kilometer to go and find water. So if United Utilities have cut us off over here, and we don't have any water here in MH, one might have to travel to Chais. If you know the other area, another ward, or another department, out in Shari Motcha, let's say, I don't know where, there's no... Sorry? Oh, it's another Shaila, a good Shaila. How far? It's a good question. Is it time or distance? This is always the question. Time or distance? That means, what's a mill? How long does it take to walk a mill? 18 minutes, right? Sheer mills, 18 minutes. When Chazal say you have to travel for a mill, did they say you have to travel 1 kilometer? Or did they say you should walk for 18 minutes? Is that what they meant? My nafkamina? If you got a car, it's a big nafkamina. Do you say you have to travel 1 mil, or do you have to travel 18 minutes? 18 minutes by car is a very... So it's also a very good point. We'll get to Abli Neda. Very good. So here on that, the halach is, the Shavur says very clearly, Reichev kemahalech. What does that mean? That means if you're riding on your horse or in your previa, whatever it may be, then the halach is you don't have to go 18 minutes drive. You have to. It's 1 mil. The shear is 1 mil. So if you've got within the mil, you can get all the water you've got to do so. If you don't, then you don't have to. You don't have to go further. However, what happens if I'm anyway traveling? Let's take another case. Let's say your case is nearly coming to the summer holiday, Shaila. Someone's walking up Snowdon, and he's going with a tibble, or he bumps into a bunch of Yidden, which can happen. And they said, you know, let's make a mini mincha, and they want to make a mini mincha, but there's no water. We all know you can't daven without washing. What should we do now? So you would say wipe then, but the problem is I know I've touched my shoes. I just put my trainers on. And the halach is, when you've just put where your hands are not stam yodayim, the meluchlich, you've got to travel a mil, we learned, right? By here, there's no water within a mil. However, if I'm going to head up all the way to the top, which is more than a mil, I'm going to be able to get hold of water over there. Because there's a tap there. How far do I have to go? On that, Shteden Shulchan Aruch, if you were anyway traveling in that direction, like we are now, because we're all heading up Snowdon anyway, so you've got to go not just 1 kilometer, but 4 mil in order to get water. And therefore, if in order to get water, don't make your minyan now, make your minyan at the top. And then daven together, wash your hands there, and you'll be within 4 mil, you get hold of water. So again, someone asked me this last year, someone said to me, what happens if the only water up there is bottled water and it costs you £5 a bottle because you're the top of Snowdon? So I told him, it's an unbelievable mitzvah. You can get a mitzvah and tira to die for £5. Where can you get that? Machaya. Yeah, money well spent. Like upon him, you got the halacha is, if you're within four mil, then you're mechuyev to do so because it's in direction of travel. If it's not direction of travel, for example, I'm already in shul, and to go and look for water means going out my way, you're not mechuyev to go for more than one kilometer, and that's always going to be the rule. Sorry? Oh, now very good. Now, what happens if I start searching for water, I'm going to miss my minyan. Or even worse, I'm going to miss my tefillah, because our time to get there, it's going to be after the Zman tefillah. You won't be able to daven anymore. So that's klal, say all the poskim, mavada, we're not going to be mavata on any other halachas. Your halacha is, you would daven now, halfway up snow. By the time you get up there, it's going to be Shkia. That's going to be the end. You won't be able to daven. Well, you'll scream at me, Shkia is not okay. You can't have to go, I say Shkia. Whenever you self summon mincha. So you can't, you won't be able to daven mincha anymore. And therefore you should do so now. Ah, you haven't got water. And that win a situation where you haven't got the erchat. So what do we have? The nikoyon. So we wipe our hands or whatever we can get our hands on, literally. And then we yotzer. It's okay. We don't need to wash. And we're gonna, but if we can get water within those 4 mil or the 1 mil, well, it's in our on the direction of travel. And we'll do this. If what? I see. This is another shaila about whether it's the shvatim or the daven. Yeah, it's a different shaila that one. Good. Just very quickly to run through what is called a makom mechusse. Yeah, I'm not going to go into all the shailas now. But what I'm saying, we know there's a very fundamental difference between stam yodaim and yodaim alochlochay. Stam yodaim, you don't need to search for water. There's no water. You wipe your hands. If they're dirty, then you're mechayev to look for water. What's called dirty? Dirty is if you've touched a makom mechusse, covered area of the guf. Not going to go into all the details, but what's an interesting question over here is, what happens? You know, we know the poskim say that above the elbow is called a makom mechusse. Yeah, you're not meant to touch it, but if you touch above the elbow, you've touched a makom mechusse. It's a makom that's a sweaty area, and one should wash his hands. And therefore, if you find yourself before mincha, you got to search for water. The question is, what happens if someone always wears short sleeves? This is always the question. Someone always wears short sleeves. Is he mechuyev to? Is that called a makom mechusse? Yeah. So it's a big shaila this, and avada there are those that are machmir. Chaznish is machmir, etc. But there is certainly a makom lahakil when it comes to someone who always wears short sleeves, because it's open and it's not makom zeya, and therefore meikar din. There's certainly a makom lahakil to say it's not called a makom achusa, and he's still got a din of stam yodaim. The question is: this is just derech agav. What about when you're putting on tefillin? When putting on tefillin, do you have to wash your hands after putting on tefillin? Because he's about to daven, but he's just touched a makom achusa because he's touched above the elbow. Yeah, that's an interesting question. So we all know there are those that are makbid, they go and wash their hands. The mice, the minig is generally not to go and wash our hands. I think I can safely assume we don't really go. Most of us don't go and wash our hands after putting our tefillin. And why? And on that, the answer is we've got two svaras in the poskim. The Minchas Yitzchok's got a nice tshuva about it. Goes through it. Sorry, Osher Rosh is also shy there. Yeah. So there's two interesting svaras. Why it might be okay. Svara number one is that's a Ben Ish Chai that the Kavach Chaim brings, and the Minchas Yitzchok brings as well, which is that because it's opened every day in order to put on tefillin, so if you're touching your left arm, we're talking about righty, yeah? He's touching his left arm up to the area of tefillin. Ben Ish Chai says that's not called a makom mechusse because you open it every day. It's not. If you touch your right hand, you have to. If you touch your left hand, light short sleeves, similar kind of story, yeah. Actually, and Ben Ish Chai says you don't have to. An Isha is Mechuyev always above, but a man on his left hand, or if he's a left-handed person, then on his right hand, then according to Ben Ish Chai, that's okay, and it's not called Makom Mechusse, which is an important one, definitely one of the Snifim here. Yeah, so it's a shame the Chumra Avada to make an attempt not to touch it, yeah, and a Chanam, then you don't get involved in this. But if you've done so and you've touched, then we have that Svara number. Svara number two is a very big Chiddush. Svara number two, the Mechas Yitzhak brings from a Levushi Motchai, who says that you don't become Tommy from doing a mitzvah. Just think Svara. Chazal wa Torah. The Torah asked me to go and put the put tefillin on my hands. You're going to tell me, yeah, if you put it on, you become Tommy and you're going to wash your hands. And therefore, if that's a chedek of your mitzvah, you don't become Tommy. Understand? He also talks about chalitza, where the isha pulls off the shoe, which has got plenty of psukim to say. He says that, I haven't seen the tshuva inside, I don't know, but I have seen it's quoted there in Mechas Yitzchok. And he says, again, she wouldn't have to wash her hand because that is the mitzvah. It's a very big chiddush. It's very interesting. Sorry? Okay. Good. So that's it. Good question. And that answer is that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the nesias kapayim. You just can't do it with shoes. Mashiach can hear. The mitzvah is putting the tefillin on. The mitzvah is to pull off the shoe. So, in the actual mitzvah, one cannot become a kohen to that. That's what happened to Mechalik. Okay, do we paskin like each of these svaras? Obviously, each one is a chiddush. So that's the Maisa, the Mechas Yitzchok, you see, he is oohing and eyeing. It's not. But the Maisa, I think the minig is not to wash, and the answer is we are relying on these two svaras. One doesn't have to wash.
You say that?
Good. Good question. Very good. I'd like to finish off with a few divrei chizuk, when I get to this inyan a little bit. We've used this pasuk today of erchatz b'nikoyin kapoy. Yeah, we've learned a halacha that one has to wash his hands when it comes to davening. There's another very interesting mamar chazal on this pasuk, and it's a medrash rabba in Parshas Tetzaveh. And the medrash says as follows. It says, Erchatz b'nikoyin kapoy v'asev v'zimtach Hashem. And the medrash starts off by bringing our pasuk. And the medrash says as follows. You look at the pasuk, the pasuk continues. This is all in Tehillim, Kapitel Chavov. If you look at the next pasuk, it says, Lashmiya b'koil toida. Erchatz b'nikoyin kapoy, I shall wash my hands, Lashmiya b'koil toida, to go and daven to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the medrash, Yochil af l'hakriv parim ve'ilim. That means, the medrash understanding, Erchatz b'nikoyin kapoy also means that you've got a person whose hands are dirty. What does it mean his hands are dirty? He's got averus on his hands. And he needs a kapora. Erchatz b'nikoyin kapoy. I want to what? I want to have a kapora. I want to clean my hands. I come out clean from this story. I should have a kapora on what I've done. Says the pasuk, Lashmiya b'koil toido. Zok the medrash, Yochil af l'hakriv parim ve'ilim. Maybe someone who needs a kapora has to go and bring korbanos, parim ve'ilim. Talmud loymal lishn lashmiya. B'koil toida. The puzzle says, no, you don't have to go and bring karbonis to get kapora. You need lashmiya b'koil toida. What does that mean? Zak medrash lefish Yisrael aimrim. Klal Yisrael say, Ribay no'ilam. We say, Takat Shvorchu, ha'nasiyim choytim o'mevian korban v'skapelehem. We find that the nasiyim did naveira. And when they did naveira, all they did was they brought a korban. And when they brought their korban, they became medical kapora. Aybazai, what about us? What should we do? We don't have karbonis. Amalohem. All I'm asking from you are words. What are these words? Shenemar, kachu imochem dvorim v'shuva l'Hashem. All you have to do is bring me dvorim, return to me with your dvorim, and that way, v'ani moichel al kol avin l'seichem, I'll be moichel you. What do dvorim mean? Says the Medrash, interesting. Ve'in dvorim elo divrei Torah. What is divrei Torah? Why divrei Torah? Shenemar, eile hadvorim asher diber Moshe. We see the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us is called Devarim. So when it says Kechu Imachem Devarim V'Shuv Al Hashem, means learn Torah and Torah will be your kapara. So the Gemara Amar Loi. So the Medrash Amar Loi. So Klal Yisrael Tali Reven Shana. What do you mean? Einon Yoidim. We don't know how to learn Torah properly. So how is our Torah going to be our kapara? Amar Lohem Bechu V'Spadlu Lefonai V'Ani Mekabel. All you have to do is cry and daven to me, and I'll be mekabel, and that way I'll be meichel you. And then the Medrash goes into a history lesson of Klal Yisrael. And goes through doyer after doyer, where we find that Klal Yisrael found themselves in a situation of tzorah. If they found themselves in a situation of tzorah, must be Klal Yisrael needed kapara. And they cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us. And he goes through case after case. I'm going to read out a few of them. Says the Medrash, Avoseichem kishnishtabdem mitzrayim. When they had Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, loy betfilah padisi yaisam. Were they not saved through tefillah? Shenema, vayonchu bnei Yisrael min avoida vayizaku. We called out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, took us out of Mitzrayim. Next, Yeshua, may Yeshua loy betfilah sisi loyem nisim. Shenema, vayikra Yeshua sim loysof. Yeah, bring a pasuk there. Bimei ashoiftim bepchir shamati tzachasam. Shenema, vayiki zoaku bnei Yisrael al Hashem. We find the shoiftim we saved by tefillah, and it goes to one after another. May Shmuel. Shmuel, loy betfilah shamati loyem. Shenema, vayizak Shmuel al Hashem baad Yisrael vayaneu Hashem. Shmuel called out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered. V'chein, Anshe Yerushalayim, Afal pi shechisuni. Even though Anshe Yerushalayim angered me, b'shvil shebochu lefonei rechamti aleihem. Because they davened to me and they cried, therefore I had rachmonis. Shenemar, and we bring a pasuk. Hevei, and here's the crunch, the seum of the Medrash. And the Medrash says, Havei, eini mevakish mechem, lo izvochim, v'lo karbonis. I'm not asking you to bring me karbonis. Elo dvorim. All I'm asking from you, Klal Yisrael, is one thing. Shenemar, kechu imochem dvorim, v'shuvu el Hashem. Bring me your dvorim, and return to me, and that way, I'll give you a kapora. And it finishes off. Lekach om ha-David. That's why David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Erchatz b'nikoyen kapai. Eini ay melehakriv lecha. It doesn't say erchatz b'nikoyen kapai. Clean your palms, you should go and be makriv karbonis. Elo lashmiya b'koyul taida. That the way that David HaMelech is telling us, the advice of David HaMelech is, that if we find ourselves, chas v'shalom, in an eis Torah, then the way to come back doesn't have to be through karbonis. It needs, all we need is lashmeya kol teira, that we should daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out of that Torah, just like He took us out the Torah, or through every Torah that's been through the generations of Klal Yisrael. It's a whole new idea from this pasuk. Number one, the mitzvah to prepare yourself for tefillah al yedei netilas yadayim. And number two, the importance of tefillah in an eis tzorah. When a person's in an eis tzorah, the way to get out of it is by tefillah. Why am I mentioning it now? We all know why I'm mentioning it now. Now is time, the time of chizuk. As we know, the Yidden here in England on a shvera matziv. In the matziv, we've all been busy. The last weeks, everybody's been busy about the gzeiros that the Medina want to put on the chinuch that we have. And it's an eis tzorah. It's poshut an eis tzorah. When it's an eis tzorah, pshat is this kenira of min hashamayim, the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants something from us. He wants something from us. And that's why He's given us this gzeira. How do we get out of this gzeira? Doshteit medrash. To get out of the gzeira, we don't need zvachim. Yeah, avad is the koyach ha-taira we see over there, the koyach of learning taira. But there's the koyach ha-tfilah. And that tfilah has the koyach to take us out. I'm not coming to say there's no chidushim. We know we've all got together, Baruch Hashem. Anybody who was here a few weeks, when was it, last week? The Atzeres Tefillah here in this building was so beautiful. Beautiful show. Achdus, everybody together to daven. We all know about the chiyuv ha-tefillah and the koyach ha-tefillah. It's not a chidush. But afal pikein, to hear again and again, to mechazakas lemaisa, we daven three times a day. And we have that opportunity three times a day to be able to daven to Hashem and to take away this gezeira. So it's kedai to talk about it again, talk about it three times a day. Yeah, and remind ourselves, we have the opportunity, we have that meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv. And we prepare ourselves for that meeting, and we go and come forward towards Him, then the koyach that we have at that point to daven is a moridig koyach and a medrash state that Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to us. The MS is Rav Falk Shlita. You may have seen, Rav Falk was giving a shiur the other day in Gateshead, and he was speaking to the people about davening now because of this matzav that we're in. And the people told him that we don't really know how to daven. What do we do? When? How? He said, what do you mean? It doesn't need to be. You can say your own nusach. Just speak to the Bayre Olam. Say Bayre Olam, the matzav achinuch and the shver and matzav, please save us. You know, it's a very straightforward. He's listening to us. Your own nusach, your own language, doesn't make a difference. Ask him. But they said, afal pikein. It's not an easy thing to do, to know how to say and what to say. So Rav Falk sat down with a pen and paper, and he wrote down a nusach. He wrote down a simple nusach that everybody understands. It's a way of just asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we all want to say, and he's put it down on paper. And Asconim got together, and they printed it out, the Tovas HaTzibur, and they printed these cards, and they've been given out the shuls. I don't know if you've seen them. I brought a pack here with me. If anyone wants to take one, please do. It's a beautiful short tefillah, which is just asking what we want to ask, which is this koyach to be able to invatel gzeira. And he writes over here, Rafal Paskins, that you can say it in Shema Kolenu, because that's when you can ask any bakasha. One can say it in Re'eva Onyenu, because that's specifically this type of thing, of the tzoros that Klal Yisrael are going through in Golis. Right? Re'eva Onyenu says you can say it in Eleikai Netzor, before Yehul Ratzon, when we can add in any bakasha. It can be said anytime after Tehillim, by Ablokas Neiris. It says anytime. A person's got a spare minute, can be asked. Please, if anyone would like to take one of these after the shiur, with the greatest of pleasure. And just to finish off with this, Mitzvah, let's just be misakim very quickly what we've learned, halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, just to walk away to know the do's and don'ts when it comes to washing. And the halacha is, any tefillah, shachris, mincha, or mariv, there's a chiyuv to go and wash our hands before we daven. That chiyuv is even if it is with stam yodayim, we don't know that they're dirty, but we have to go and wash them. And the halacha is that for Shachris we will make a bracha, but for Mincha and Mariv we won't make a bracha for the reasons discussed. Does he have to, how much of the hand halacha is till the end of the hand? Lechatchila one should use a keli. If he hasn't got a keli, he should wash it anyway. If there's no water available, the halacha is if he's got stam yodayim. They're not dirty, he knows they're dirty, he's just stam yodayim. The halacha is he doesn't have to look for water, he has to wipe them on anything, on a paper towel, on a beged, on a table, any nafkamina. He should wipe the entire hand and therefore he's okay. If he knows that his hands are dirty, why? Because he's scratched his hair in a place that's considered dirty in them, he has to go and find water. How far does he have to go? If it's out of his way, 1 kilometer. If it's on his way, 4 kilometers. And if, for whatever reason, it's going to cause him to lose his Torah v'tzibur or to lose Dman Tefillah, then he's not mechuyav to do so, and he shouldn't do so. He should daven without washing his hand. What should he do? Once again, he should wipe his hands with any type of wiping, and then he's okay. What's called a makam mechusa? We said there's a makam lahakil for someone who's always got short sleeves to go above. When he puts on tefillin, he doesn't have to wash his hands for two reasons. Firstly, because that is called a makam megula according to Ben Ishchai, and number two, because he's doing a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is not tameh, and if he doesn't have to. There's a chiyuv any other time to go and wash his hands. So mitzvah Shem, if we can be once. If he can, mitzvah Shem, if we can be mischazik in this inyan in our preparation to tefillah, then maybe hagufa that should be a schus for us. That our tefillah should be niskabel, as the Oras Chaim or Rosh Taka says, that tefillah with washing beforehand is a segula to have our tefillahs answered. Baruch Hashem.